The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 30th, 1978 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello there. This is Rita Rochelle, your hostess for Music Time in Africa. Welcome to our weekly music show featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. I'm so glad you're joining me today, friends. The music you'll be listening to will be from Northern Nigeria on recordings sent to us by Radio Nigeria. So stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. During the late 50s and early 60s, Radio Nigeria sent a special team throughout the country to begin a systematic collection of traditional songs and dances of the various peoples of Nigeria. One of the recorded programs that Radio Nigeria sent to us includes the folk music of the culturally rich northern region of the country. I think you'll enjoy the commentary which the leader of the recording team makes for each selection, as he describes not only the villages visited, but also the musical instruments and what the music is all about.
Now to Zul, a village 18 miles from Bauchi towards Jos. This village is about a mile from the main road. At first, I didn't think that our recording van would get there, as there was only a narrow bush track linking the village with the main road. However, we managed it and secured some recordings. The village itself seemed small as far as one could judge. It also gave me the impression of having been left practically untouched by changes going on quite near it in the outside world. The huts stood as they might have stood 50 years ago. There was still the dependence on bow and arrows for hunting, and in fact, while we were busy trying to organize the recording session, a group of young Zuls were practicing with their bow and arrows a few yards away. To my unpracticed eye, they seemed quite proficient. I had a trial shot, much to their undisguised amusement, for my arrow did not travel one-third of the distance. By the time we had arrived at this village, however, most of the villagers had gone about their daily business. After all, we weren't expected. And but for the fact that the Sardauna of Bauchi had sent one of his chiefs along with us to the village to ensure that we got something, our journey would have been fruitless. The chief's presence allayed any suspicion on the part of the villagers and secured us a much greater cooperation than we would otherwise have had. The result was that the young ones of the tribe who were still in the village when we arrived gave us this youth's song, the sort of thing that their grandfathers used to sing when they were young.
Do you want to
But the young Zul of today sees things that the Zul of 50 years ago couldn't have seen. The site of our recording van in the village is one example. The tractor, which must have been at work barely a mile away from their village when the road was being tarred, is another example. And with the Nigerian's flair for making almost anything the reason or excuse for making music, the Zulu girls and boys at this village gave us this modern song about the coal tar motor, their title for this song being Katahila Tarakolta.
Katahila Tarakolta Kuwera ganina yung Allah Kuwera ganina yung Allah Kuwera ganina yung Allah Katahila yaga maiki Katahila yaga maiki Katahila motaraiki Katahila motaraiki Katahila motarakolta Katahila motarakolta Katahila motaraiki Katahila motaraiki Kuwera ganina yung Allah Kuwera ganina yung Allah Kuwera ganina yung Allah Katahila yaga maiki Katahila motarakolta Katahila motarakolta
Another common experience of the young Zul of today is, of course, the lorries which pass close to their village. They've noticed also that every lorry driver travels with an apprentice. And so we have this next song, which is about a lorry driver who didn't have his apprentice driver with him. They ask him in the song, where was his apprentice? Or in the words of the title of the song, Dereba in a karamota.
Dereba in a karamato. Dereba in a karamato. Fashana take a diagram. Fashana take a diagram. Now who the Indina cover. Now who the Indina cover. Now who the Indina cover. Sakura and Sakura reva angiyo
We leave the village of Zul for another village, Rudi Yausa, 12 miles on the other side of Bauchi. This other village, Rudi Yausa, was only a few yards from the main road. It was by no means as sheltered from the outside world as the village of Zul. Here we found a much greater degree of sophistication, although they still had their traditional annual festivals. The most important of these was the Woya festival. The spirit directly concerned in this festival controlled the health, the crops, and the general good fortune of the tribe. It was a spirit that dwelt in rocks. During the annual Woya festival, masquerades like the Egungun come out and take a leading part in this Woya festival song.
Woya! Hey.
But it's time to return to Bauchi, where we recorded the alligator music that you've heard in previous programs in this series. It was at Bauchi that we also recorded this personal band of the Emir of Bauchi, His Highness Adamu Jimba. There was one other emir's personal band that we recorded, that of the emir of Kantagora, which we recorded at the palace at Kantagora. It was at Kantagora also that we recorded Audu and his girl singers who had come down to Kantagora from their village, Auna, 67 miles away. They gave me the name of their ethnic group as Kambari, their music being known as Komkomba music. They tell us a story in this song that we're going to hear next. It's the story of a girl who was being courted by two men, one rich, the other poor.
Aya, aya, baba, my mother.
Iambo ibo,
gyalo,
iambo ibo.
Aye.
Well, thank you, Radio Nigeria. Even though that recorded program was sent to us some years ago, it remains an important part in our collection of African music in our Voice of America music library. This next selection of music from the northern part of Nigeria is a marriage song by a Tiv group, recorded in the village of Hole, not far from the town of Boko. The lead singer is Kona. Was a marriage song by a Tiv group in the village of Hole, near Boko in northern Nigeria. I hope you've enjoyed the music and that you'll plan to be with me next week at this same time. Probably one of the nicest things about this job is that we get such nice letters from our listeners. And to say hello to three of them today, we're going to send a special greeting to Johnson Gabor of Monrovia, Liberia, to Godwin Lazarus Ninti of Abak, Nigeria, and to Kim Chiedo of Oware, Nigeria. Thank you for your nice letters and do keep them coming. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now, but inviting you to stay tuned in for the news which follows on Africana on these same frequencies and meter bands. Have a nice week, friends.